audio file contains a spoken version of the Wikipedia article on The Password Game, recorded by user Cannonee. The material is current as on the 17th of January, 2025. The Password Game, from Wikipedia to Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The Password Game is a 2023 puzzle browser game developed by Neil Agarwal, where the player creates a password that follows increasingly unusual and complicated rules. Based on Agarwal's experience with password policies, the game was developed in 2 months, releasing on June 27, 2023. It has become a popular online game and recognized in media for the gameplay's absurdity and commentary on the user experience of generating a password. Contents. This article contains 6 sections. They are 1. Gameplay. 2. Development and release. 3. Reception. 4. See also. 5. References. And 6. External links. The article has been provided with an information box containing material of interest to the reader. It has the following information. At the beginning is an image. The image is the logo of the Password Game. Below the image, the following information is provided. Developers, Neil Agarwal. Platforms, web. Release, June 27th, 2023. Genres, puzzle. Modes, single player. That concludes the information box. Section 1, gameplay. The Password Game is a web-based puzzle game. The player is tasked with typing a password in an input box. The game has a total of 35 rules that the password must follow and which appear in a specific order. As the player changes the password to comply with the first rule, a second appears, and so on. For each additional rule, the player must follow all the previous ones to progress, which can cause conflict. When all 35 rules are fulfilled, the player is able to confirm it as the final password, and then has 2 minutes to retype the password or the game ends. Although the initial requirements include setting a minimum of characters or including numbers, uppercase letters, or special characters, the rules gradually become more unusual and complex. These can include managing having Roman numerals in the string to multiply, adding the name of a country that players have to guess from a random Google Street View imagery, as a reference to GeoGuessr, inserting today's Wordle answer, typing the best move in a generated chess position using algebraic notation, including the URL of a YouTube video of a randomly generated length, and adjusting boldface, italics, font types, and text sizes. Other game rules involve emojis in the password. One demands inclusion of the emoji representing the moon phase at that point of time. Because of 2 other rules, the player is required to insert an egg emoji named Paul, and once attaches, it is replaced by a chicken emoji. The player then must keep it fed using caterpillar emojis that must be replenished over time. If it starves, the player overfeeds it, or the paw emoji is deleted in any way, the game ends. Red text subsequently appears over a black background, referencing the death screen characteristic of the Dark Souls action role-playing game series. At some time during the game, a flame emoji will appear, spreading throughout the password by replacing characters, including the egg, with flames that must be removed. This section is accompanied by an image depicting gameplay. Its caption is as follows. The player must follow strict rules that may conflict with one another, and at times requires players to play other games such as GeoGuessr, Wordle, and chess. In this screenshot, the inclusion of the moon emoji satisfied rules 13. However, it splits the word may, breaking rule 6. Section 2. Development and release. The Password Game was developed by Neil Agarwal, who posts his games on his website, neil.fun. Agarwal had conceptualized the idea of the game as a parody of password policies as they got, quote, weirder. According to Agarwal, quote, the final straw, end quote, that made him start to work on the game may have been when he was trying to create an account on a service and was told that his password was too long, mocking the notion of a password being too secure. Development started in late April 2023 and took 2 months. Agarwal mentioned that implementing regular expressions, find operations and strings, was hard, especially due to features of the game's text editor that shows up as the player progresses, like making text bold or italic. Some of the game's password requirements were suggested to him on Twitter. Before release, Agarwal was unsure whether winning the game was possible. He attempted it unsuccessfully multiple times. The game was released on his website on June 27, 2023. Question 3. Reception. The Password Game went viral online soon after release. After its first day of release, the tweet announcing the game was retweeted over 11,000 times. And, according to the developer, the game's website reached over 1 million visits. The tweet received multiple comments discussing numbers that people reach in the game. As reported by Engadget, Twitter mentions of Agarwal were, quote, full of people cursing him for creating, unquote, the game, and people exclaiming having beaten it, to the surprise of the developer. As of October 2023, the game was visited over 10 million times. Many critics have contrasted the standardness and simplicity of the game's initial password rules to the absurdity of following ones. The 16th rule of the game, which is about finding the best chess move in a specific position, was considered the most challenging by PC Games N and made other reviewers give up the game. While TechRadar and The Indian Express deemed the password game to be a good way to kill time, PC Gamer called it, quote, the evilest will-breaking browser game to exist, end quote. The game was regarded by PC Game N as possibly, quote, one of the most inventive experiences of the year, end quote. Polygon described it as a, quote, comedy set in a user interface, end quote, that incorporates many secrets behind its apparent simplicity. Rock Paper Shotgun discussed the gameplay loop of the game, finding they frequently experienced amusement followed by effort to fulfill the rule and feeling satisfied. PC World felt it emphasized the usefulness of password managers, while TechRadar found it outdated due to tools like password generators. Section 4. See also. This section recommends the Wikipedia article Infinite Craft for readers to read due to its similarity to this article. Section 5. References. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. Section 6. External links. There are two external links attached to this article. The first is the game's official website, available at neil.fun/passwordgame. The second is the game's information page on Mobi Games, available at mobigames.com/games/thepasswordgame. We now come to an end on the spoken article on The Password Game. This sound file and all text in the original article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported license, which is available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.